What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I'm doing stupendous and feeling inspired on this Monday. How are you doing, sir?
I'm definitely feeling inspired, man.
We hope everyone feels inspired after this inspirational story, Inspirational Monday, here with the Positive Truth. Two positive news stories to inspire you to be a better person, to believe in each other, and all the other fun stuff. Before we get to that, make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Tell your friends about this positivity that we're trying to share with everyone. Tim, what do you have for your inspirational story?
So JP and I talked about this inspirational story really quick, and I really liked it because, well, you'll see why. It's about running. So I'm going to talk about Russ Cook. Russ Cook is a 27-year-old from Worthing, West Sussex, and he did something super amazing. He ran the entire distance of the continent Africa. He started at the most southern point and finished at the most northern point. He did this in a one-year span. It took him 352 days. And why did he do this? He wanted to raise some money for a positive cause. But on his journey, he dealt with some of the craziest things I've ever heard of. He went off, he started running. He knew this goal was gonna take about 200 and something days, so he took off. Awesome video team. He had a whole entire group of people with him, cameramen, security, etc. It was just great for him. But a couple months into this trip, he realized it was going to be a lot harder than he thought it was going to be. He had to run a little over a marathon each day. There was at one point where him and his entire team, they got robbed at gunpoint. Cameras, wallets, passports, everything got taken. Even going farther into a couple more months after that, he ended up getting kidnapped. Russ Cook himself was kidnapped. He got taken by a bunch of guys with some machetes into the jungle, JP. And for 2 days, he was like in the middle of the jungle, didn't know what was going on. And his team, who was looking for him diligently, ended up finding him, got him back to safety. Medical team looked at him, and then he went right back to running, JP. This dude was like, I have a goal. I'm going to finish this. The only time that he stopped was to deal with going from country to country because he had to show his passport, or the medical teams were like, hey, you're peeing too much blood. You don't need to do this anymore. You need to rest for a little bit. That was the only time that he stopped. So this 352-day run that he was doing, it was just nonstop, JP. He ended up finishing again on that 352nd day. And doing so, he raised over $800,000, or euros, I apologize. As of today, he's raised over 800,000 euros. He set a goal of getting to 1 million euros. For an organization that's letting people know that sports are okay, that doing positive things in your community are okay. I just thought this was a 10 out of 10 amazing story because, one, we talk about ultra marathons on here from time to time, and when people run that long, it's beyond impressive. But to run the length of Africa to raise some money for a positive cause, I have to talk about that here on the Positive Truth Podcast, JP.
And ran 28 miles a day.
Man.
A day.
I know people, man. I remember when I used to say
all of Africa. That is insane.
JP, I remember being in college and oh yeah, it's summertime. I'm gonna try to run 25 miles a week type of thing. A week, 25 miles in a week. This dude was doing it a day. Nope.
And he had 2 days where he was just locked in the forest where he couldn't run. So he was really averaging like 34 a day. If you think about it.
All right, mathematician, I can't do this.
Just saying. Just saying, that is insane. He found a cause and he went for it. You find something positive enough and you do something wild enough, it will get recognition. It will raise a lot of money. So if you have that special skill that's impressive, do it for a positive reason.
Why not?
Why not? Why not do audio meditation before we get to our last inspirational story of the day? That's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
And we were talking about it not too long ago. The eclipse happened recently. I'm actually super thankful for the wife. So I kept saying I'm going to get some glasses. I didn't get any glasses. She ended up having to take her principal test that morning, and she got out around noon and she called me and was like, hey, where are you at? Man, I'm in a different city right now. I'm handling some work, blah, blah, blah. I will come to you. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I have some extra glasses I got from school. So she drove to me. We went outside. We watched the eclipse for a good 15, 20 minutes. And then she went back home and I went back to work. And I just thought it was really awesome because an eclipse happens only every so many years. And I don't know when's the next time I'm going to be able to watch another one. And I think that was actually the first eclipse I got to watch too. So I just thought it was awesome. The fact that she took that time of the day to watch it with me, man. It was special. So yeah.
Real love that. With the Positive Truth Podcast.
If you guys can see JP's face, this is hilarious.
Just jealousy. No big deal.
Don't be jealous.
I should really start going first on these audio meditations because what I'm grateful for just pales in comparison to that. But I'm not going to change it. I'm grateful for good packaging. Can't even say it with a straight face.
Elaborate, please. Good packaging.
I buy in bulk because I eat a lot. And I go to a bulk grocery store. And it's just cheaper. I'm also doing this cooking journey where I'm trying to learn how to cook. I got pan sheets, putting the veggies down and all that, putting the steak and the chicken on top. And then you get the seasoning and it all marinates together. But then I want to get the veggies, but I only get veggies that have resealable packaging. So you can do it like two times in a row. So yeah, I really like resealable packaging. Like I get the fruit resealable, just boom. I don't have to get a clip or nothing. I think it's really cool. Not as cool as your love story, but it's really helpful.
I look for the soft moments in life to be thankful for, man. What you're thankful for is convenience. That's awesome.
It is awesome. Thank you.
It's all about perspective, man. It's all about perspective.
All about perspective. And I can tell you a not good perspective leading into my inspirational story. Bernard McKinley, 22 and a half years ago, was in the worst position. He just got a life sentence at the age of 17 years old in Chicago for a gang-related murder. McKinley said, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. I'm innocent. And the judge and the jury said, no, we think you're doing it, so you're getting life. Now, McKinley in 2024 is 39 years old. So 22 years ago, he was 17. Not a good place to be. He was thrown into jail and he was just crushed. I'm 17 years old. I'm being here for the next 25 years. Behind bars, though, he knew he needed to do something. So he applied for a program while still behind prison walls called the NPEP, or Northwestern University's Prison Education Program. He was like, I want to learn law. So I want to learn the law because I want to figure out a way to get myself out of here. He applied for it, studied, and realized this is horrible and hard. He's learning and getting his GED because he didn't graduate high school. And while he's studying, he realizes he can't do it during the day. It's too much going on. It's too loud. People are messing with him, not allowing him to study. He's already the youngest in there. He's having to like scrap. He's trying to stay on the down low. So he starts waking up 4, 5, 6 a.m., gets his GED, does more classes, ends up graduating. Whenever he graduates, he applies to Northwestern University Law School. Northwestern is one of the most expensive schools in the United States and one of the hardest law schools to get into. It has a 4% acceptance rate.
Wow.
And he got into it. Just this past year, after he got out of prison, in Illinois, they almost never let you out early after you get a life sentence. He got out 2.5 years early for good behavior and for graduating, getting his bachelor's degree while incarcerated. Got out, studied, got accepted in. He's starting this semester. And if that's not inspirational, I don't know what is.
Man, it's beautiful. I hope like he gets this law degree. He's out here helping the world somehow, some way. And then we get a Netflix series about him, how he really didn't do it. And he conquered everything he went through to get this law degree and inspire others, because he's definitely inspiring others just by you talking about him right now, man. So shout out to you for bringing up that story. That's amazing.
That's why I wanted to do inspirational stories today, not gonna lie.
That was a good story. That really was. I like it.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here, Tim?
Absolutely. There's always light. If only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.